Good afternoon. I'm Lynn Kettleson with today's Midday Farm Review on the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. We're in Madison, Minnesota at the Lacqui-Parle County Fair. And if you're wondering, why is there a county fair going on here? This is the only county fair that takes place after the state fair. Maynard Meyer is with us with the radio station KQ92. And it is interesting to have a fair at this time of year.
It is. It's always a lot of fun, though, to have something kind of the last blast of the summer. People are back to school and coming back from their lake homes and all that. It's kind of the one last hurrah before the, well, you know what's coming next. So.
You know, you wonder, how did this come about in the first place? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea why they started doing it this way, but I know people have talked about changing it over the years, and they've resisted the change. And
yeah.
I think it's great, because I think one of the reasons this fair is successful is because of the timing of it.
Yeah, I think so too. Absolutely. Oops, I got to get this over here so everybody can hear you too. Sorry.
They can hear me anytime.
Okay. Well, no, I wasn't paying attention there. You did get a little bit of rain here.
Yes, we did. We had right in town about 9,200ths of an inch. One person had about an inch. Then we're by Holloway. I heard 1,500ths over that direction. Dawson, a little over half an inch. So it kind of varied depending on where you were.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We've got a special guest coming up. We'll be back live at the fair in a minute.
Whether you compete on the court, at the track, on the field, or in the fields, winning isn't just a goal. It's a mindset shaped, honed, and defined throughout the season. That's why farmers pushing themselves to be the best plant DeKalb brand corn. Wherever you compete, winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
At Asgrow, farmers love to talk about the soybean bushels we help them yield. But all we can talk about is the one bushel we didn't. You know, that one buried deep in the genetics we haven't extracted yet. We're going to find that bushel. Some might call our passion for one more bushel, quote, slightly embarrassing, or quote, totally cringy, Dad. They don't understand every bushel matters. We do. That's why Asgrow leads the way. Always read and follow green marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Now back to Lynn Kettleson in Madison.
Well, thanks, Linda. We're live here today in Madison at the Lacqui-Parle County Fair. Maynard Meyer with us. And Maynard, why don't you introduce our first guest?
All right. Our first guests here are from Cargill here in Madison, one of our good corporate neighbors, a great organization to have in town. We have Lynn Zimmerman and Bree Nelson with us today, and I think they've got a few things to talk about.
That sounds good. All right. And Lynn, let's talk about crop conditions in the area. How do things look?
I'm going to have Bree do that. She went out this week and did some viewpoints and yield calculations and stuff in the area, so I'll let her talk on that, and then I can jump on some of the other stuff.
Okay, sounds good. How do things look?
Yeah, so did several different viewpoints, I guess is what we call it, for Cargill. It goes through our Cargill Elevate program, and we went out and did about 25 samples between Lacqui-Parle County, Chippewa, Yellow Medicine, Swift County, and found decent averages. Would say for Lacqui-Parle County, we're looking at a better crop than maybe we saw last year. Really anywhere between 175 and 185. Now granted, these are just yield estimates in one part of a field, so it's hard to say, you know, if that's 100% accurate, but would feel pretty good overall. Still seeing.
And what about grain markets right now?
Yeah, do you want me to do that one too? Yeah, so if anybody has a crystal ball and wants to share that with me, that would be fantastic, but we all know how grain markets work. So a lot of demand things going on right now, supply demand. We know we will have a corn crop. But it just comes down to, when does China want to come in and buy exporting wise? And, you know, it's going to be important to watch over the next couple weeks. We're going to have a reduction in yield. We know that from the corn crop and soybean point of view. And we have less acres planted. So could see some fireworks in the grain markets here as we roll through harvest.
And in terms of Cargill in Madison, what should we know about that?
So Cargill, I mean, we have 2.4 million bushel upright space, also carry about 1.5 million on the ground during harvest. And throughout the year, we are also on the BN Railroad, which we do probably 30 rail trains, shuttle trains a year, which are 116 car shuttles. A lot of that goes to the Pacific Northwest, out to Tacoma, Kalama, and that way, and gets loaded on boats and heads across.
Are you having problems getting rail cars right now? We've been hearing about the rail situation.
Yes, rail is very, I want to say, undependable, as we would say right now. I mean, we've been doing some single cars here at the location with organic product that we handle, and they're probably 30 to 45 days behind on bringing those cars in to us.
And we're at the Lacqueparle County Fair here on the Linder Farm Network.
And taking a look now at what's happening on the Chicago Board of Trade, December corn is at 683. That's up 14 and a half. And March at 687 and a quarter, up 14 cents. Soybean futures also higher. November 14.10 and a quarter, up 24 and a quarter. January 14.15, up 23 and three quarters. And March up 23 cents. October soybean meal up 6.50. October soybean oil up 1.50. December Chicago wheat sharply higher, 869 and a half, up 40 and a half. December oats at 393 and a half, up 17 and a quarter. And December Minneapolis wheat at 928 and three quarters. That's up 30 and a half. October live cattle 145.72, up 135. December 151.05, up 140. February 155.22, up 95. Feeder cattle September 182.90, up 57. October lean hogs 93.27, up 115. December 83.17, up 50. February up 60. Class 3 milk September unchanged at 19.79. October 2081. Up 22, November 21.49, up 40. Cash cheese barrels no change at 193 and a quarter. 40 pound blocks 191 and three quarters and up 6 3/4. ADM corn processing Marshall, the basis through September 40 over December, except for a Saturday, September 10th, it's 55 over December. And ADM bean processing Mankato through September 23rd, 140 over November. CHS Fairmont today, 35 over November, the 10th through the 16th, the same as November. That's beans. And Mankato, first half of September, soybeans, 140 over November. Savage corn, first half of September, same as December. Winona CHS corn, first half of September, 15 over December. Well, the Dow Industrial Average has been higher today. It's been up over 300 points and now up 390. The S&P is up 62, the NASDAQ Composite up 248, and the U.S. Dollar Index is down 0.769.
Compeer Financial wishes farmers and agribusinesses a safe harvest season. Stay in touch with your local Compeer team throughout the year to see how they can help make your plans a reality. Exceptional client experience is at the heart of everything they do. Visit Compeer.com or call 844-426-6733 today.
Compeer Financial ACA is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved.
Are you looking for something special? Something right for your needs? What about something with performance backed by unique germplasm? Well, we're here to help you find a soulmate for your soil. Your soilmate. With Agrigold, enjoy a seed made so specifically for your soil, it feels like fate. And with a team that's with you every step of the way, it's never been easier. Find your soilmate at ChooseAgrigold.com.
Joining us, Mark Schultz, North Star Commodity. And Mark, we've had a higher morning today. What's helped to give the markets a boost today?
Well, Linda, I think a little bit is just the rhetoric that continues to come out of Ukraine on the grain that is being shipped out. And Mr. Putin is now talking about the possibility that the U.S. and Ukraine is not living up to the agreement that was that they signed on the treaty to allow this grain to move to poor countries, and that some of the grain is moving into Europe, and that's not the way it was designed. And therefore, there's always this threat now that he may just shut that corridor off, or will certainly probably not renew it when it comes to an end here on November 15th. So that has given the market at least a little bit of a boost there as well. So that becomes the uncertainty. The wheat market, of course, that would, if that ever happens, then it becomes more friendly to wheat. Wheat's making a bigger move and looks like it's at least now making some of its best, highest closes in a couple months. So that looking like it's trying to break out. And, of course, that is now adding support to both the corn and the soybeans as we move forward. Harvest, obviously, is going to get started with. In fact, we've even got some of it already starting up here in the upper Midwest on some corn harvest. Yields so far have been pretty good on the good ground, and that's had good moisture. Good yields being reported, and on the stuff that's on the drier side, a little bit suspect on that. So jury's still out when we get to the crop report, which is going to be out at 11 a.m. on Monday morning.
And what are you following with livestock trade today?
Well, in the cattle, the cash was a little weaker yesterday, steady to weaker. Obviously, must be getting a little bit of firmness developing here. But what you do have here is at least a nice turnaround in the stock markets. They were up 198 yesterday, up another 350 as we speak. So the Dow futures have made a nice move on up, and they're going to close higher for the week. So it's taken on a lot of negative news, but it's moving higher. So that's a good sign there. Probably has people just a little bit more at ease. Cattle numbers are going to eventually start to tighten up and have less cattle coming to market. So I do think that that will eventually still continue to trend higher. Hogs, I think, just into a sell-off. It looks like we're going to have the cash, which is going to finish lower for the week, but it looks like the pork cutout is going to be a little firmer for the week. We may be just a little overdone to the downside on pork, and I think we're getting a little bit more of a bounce back to the upside.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Schultz, North Star Commodity.
Choose the proven performance of the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, featuring high-yielding Extend Flex soybeans and the exceptional weed control of Extend-to-Max herbicide with Vapor Grip technology. Elite genetics, triple herbicide tolerance, flexibility that delivers results, backed by 25 years of innovation. That's the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, the system of choice. Extend-to-Max is a restricted-use pesticide. Always follow stewardship practices, all pesticide label directions, and check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state.
In Montevideo, Minnesota, farmer and dealer Dusty Williamson is always willing to help a neighbor. For him, customers and neighbors are one and the same. That's why he and the rest of the dealers at Gold Country Seed work with you all season long, providing locally tested products with consistent performance that help build on what works for you. Get started today at goldcountryseed.com/myfarm. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
And now back to the Lacqua-Parle County Fair with Lynn Kettleson.
And we're live once again at the Lacqua-Parle County Fair. Thanks, Linda, and having a nice day here today. It's overcast. There's been a little light drizzle, and we'll take it. No doubt about it. Maynard Meyer with me, and we've got a couple of special guests, right?
We do. We're going to be talking right now with Jeff Rankins and Dwight Mark. They're with the Lacqua-Parle County Corn and Soybean Growers Association, very active. I've known these guys for a long time to work with them in a variety of ways, see them out and about, and I think they got a lot to talk about.
All right, let's start right here. And you know, for farmers, having an organization like the corn growers and soybean growers and groups that they can have their voice heard is so important.
Yes, that's right, Lynn. I know I've represented Lacqua-Parle County and the surrounding farmers for 8 years on the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association and 12 years on the Research and Promotion Council for Corn. And it's fun to bring information to the state level to know what our issues are. And it's also interesting to talk to the people back in the local community about what we are actually doing on the state level to promote farming and doing the things behind the scenes that nobody really sees, but is really the grassroots effort to get legislation that's favorable to us.
And in your mind, what's the biggest issue or issues right now?
Oh my gosh, that's... Markets, of course, are always the big issue. We talk about China a lot, but let's not forget our number one and number two purchasers, Mexico, and I know Japan is in there, and Canada, are very important markets to us. We also do a lot in the around the Mediterranean, which is a new market for us because of what's going on in Ukraine and the difficulty they're having to ship their wheat and corn to their market. So that's opening up a real good benefit for us. Hopefully, it'll be a long-term market for us. But it's there now. We need to take advantage of it. I know on the ethanol side, we have made advances toward the cultures in India to get their air better. I know Japan uses a petroleum product for their oxygenizer, which we would like to see ethanol get into that market, which if we can crack it, it'll be huge and make a lot of profits for all farmers who grow corn in the U.S.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. We've got another guest coming up. Back in just 1 minute.
Hi, Lynn Kettleson with the Linder Farm Network for MVTV Wireless. Staying connected is now easier than ever with MVTV Managed Wi-Fi Service. Parental controls, extended Wi-Fi signal, easy device connectivity, and more to help you manage farm and family. And starting at just $10 per month. Now new service areas available around St. James, Canby, and Searles. You can learn more at mvtvwireless.com. Just because you're rural doesn't mean you're disconnected. MVTV Wireless, connecting rural Minnesota.
For 75 years and counting, the people of Latham High Tech Seeds have worked to prove that your success in the field is our number one priority. I'm Shannon Latham. We're proud to say Latham Seeds is family-owned and farm-proven, but we never take it for granted. From superior seed quality with the highest germination standards to extensive, locally-focused research, we're building on a legacy of always doing what's best for the customer. Find the farm-proven numbers right for your fields. See us at LathamSeeds.com or call 877-GO-LATHAM.
And now back to Lynn Kettleson in Madison.
We are live at Madison, and Maynard Meyer with me. We have another guest.
We do. We're talking to some people from the Lac Parle County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. We talked to Dwight Mork there earlier, and Jeff Rangens is with us as well.
And Jeff, let's talk about the Stepping Up program. What's that all about?
Yeah, the Stepping Up program is a program through the Soybean Association, and what it is they're taking a farm product, soybeans, and they're promoting the fact that some shoe companies, in this case it'd be Skechers, has made some soybean-based shoes. So locally what we're doing is we're sponsoring 50 pairs of soybean-based shoes to our frontline healthcare workers. So yeah, we'll be able to provide them with a new product, give them some encouragement, and also get that product out in the market. And that's a lot of what the Soybean Association does, along with the checkoff funds, is come up with new uses and promote that. You know, I think I'm that old, but I've been around a little while, but I mean, in my farming career, when I started farming, we didn't have an ethanol industry. Good. We didn't have a biodiesel industry. I don't think at that point we'd actually sold China bean. So I guess as far as supporting the organization, you know, the reason I've been willing to step up a little bit is if we don't promote and develop our own products, we shouldn't expect someone else to do it. And that's a lot of what the corn and soybean growers does, along with the corn and soybean checkoff funds. And I guess I would have to say I've seen a lot of real world results out of that, and it's been encouraging.
Absolutely. You're listening to the Linder Farm Network.
At Golden Harvest, our best skill is knowing how to listen. From our Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to our expert insights housed in the Illuminate digital agronomy platform, everything we offer is an answer to what we've heard from you. This is how we listen.
Copyright 2021 Syngenta. The trademarks or service marks used herein are the property of a Syngenta Group company. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
And coming up, we'll hear weather on the way with Dan Lemke in just a moment.
Never know how.
It's fall harvest time again, so whether you need hydraulic hoses or fluids, batteries or battery chargers, tools or filters, the answer is always Napa Auto Parts. Napa is staffed with the best parts people in the business and has great specials throughout September too, like Mobile 1 full synthetic oil for just $32.99 and $15 off a pair of Rain-X Silicone Advantage Edge wiper blades. So get up and go to Napa, a proud sponsor of the Linder Farm Network.
Napa Know How.
Now let's go to Dan Lemke with a closer look at our weekend weather.
We're getting an early taste of fall over the next couple of days as cooler temperatures will persist through the weekend, courtesy of a cool front that's making its presence felt today. We're also expecting some showers to continue through the day today into tonight and tomorrow. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of moisture associated with this system, so rainfall amounts aren't expected to be heavy, but we will take what we can get at this point. For today, we can expect mostly cloudy skies over the bulk of the state. More sunshine hangs around over the southeastern part of Minnesota. Showers and an occasional thunderstorm are likely through the day. Highs mostly in the 60s and 70s. The exception is the southeast, where there will be some additional sunshine that will help temperatures reach the lower 80s. Winds generally from the north today at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy and cooler tonight with showers and thunderstorms sliding to the east. Lows down into the 40s and low 50s for most of the state. Decreasing clouds Saturday with more sunshine over western and central Minnesota. Cloudier still over south central, southeastern Minnesota, where showers continue to be likely. Cool temperatures stick around as high as reach, right around 70 degrees. Mostly clear Sunday with some lingering showers possible over the southeast. Highs in the lower 70s, then dry and cool Monday with highs back in the low to middle 70s. Temperatures do climb again for midweek next week with sunshine and 80s back in the picture. That's a look at weather here on the Linder Farm Network.
Thanks, Dan. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Here's Lynn Kettleson of the Linder Farm Network and Drew Larson of Northwest Lighting Systems.
There's nothing worse than walking into a dark building trying to find the lights.
We were just over at a seed shed not too far from us. The guy pulled in with his forklift and seed tote, and three, four, five lights clicked on just in that corner of the shed where he was at. And then when he pulled out, and after 4 or 5 minutes, whatever he had set for it, they all shut off and it was good to go. So it's really some pretty neat technology.
Northwest Lighting Systems. For more information, visit nwlightingsystems.com.
Are you looking for something special? Something right for your needs? What about something with performance backed by unique germplasm? Well, we're here to help you find a soulmate for your soil. Your soilmate. With AgriGold, enjoy a seed made so specifically for your soil, it feels like fate. And with a team that's with you every step of the way, it's never been easier. Find your soilmate at ChooseAgriGold.com.
Karen Grassman, Southwest Initiative Foundation Communications Director, is here with information on how you can join Welcoming Week.
That's right, Linda. Today is the official start to Welcoming Week, which is being celebrated by hundreds of communities across the country, September 9th through the 18th. Welcoming Week is a way to celebrate the values that unite us as neighbors, families, and colleagues, and to make our communities vibrant and welcoming for all people who call them home. This year's theme is Where We Belong. We've all had experiences where we felt like we maybe didn't quite belong, maybe when starting a new job or a new school or moving to a new home. That also means we know how to help others feel like they belong. Southwest Initiative Foundation is supporting events around the region this week to celebrate belonging in our Southwest Minnesota communities. Local volunteers and organizations have come together to put on a wide array of family-friendly activities, so be sure to check them out over the next week in Glencoe, Granite Falls, Kirkcove and Murdoch and Sunburg, Marshall, Tracy, Wilmer, Windham, and Worthington. Each community celebration is a little different and features food, art, music, and more. Pioneer PBS and Southwest Minnesota Arts Council are also supporting these events. Visit swifoundation.org to find dates and details so you can join in the fun and show you belong in your community.
Karen Grassman, Southwest Initiative Foundation Communications Director, and back in a moment.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. But if just one little piggy catches African swine fever, piggies everywhere will be in danger. African swine fever is highly contagious and fatal. It could wipe out America's pig population. That's why the USDA is urging pig producers, farmers, and veterinarians to know the signs of African swine fever. Learn more by searching Protect Our Pigs at USDA.gov.
Golden Harvest Gold Series soybeans are bred to win. These 19 varieties have strong agronomics within high-demand trait platforms, like Enlist E3 soybeans, for superior performance all season long. Gold Series soybeans also out-yielded Asgro brand soybeans by an average of 1 bushel per acre in 5,542 comparisons. Grow gold at goldenharvestseeds.com/gold-series.
Well, representatives from Minnesota Soybean have been in Uzbekistan this week. Recently, the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council was successful in getting a shipment of soybean meal into the country. And now they're looking at other possibilities for U.S. soybean sales. According to Gene Stuhl, farmer from the Lake Wilson area and a Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council director, he says it all started over 2.5 years ago. And this week, they're talking with Uzbekistan trade officials and others about other potential soy needs and how Minnesota can fulfill those needs.
We've been trying to talk to the people we need to talk to. We've talked to a couple of different government agencies, the trade associations, the crushing association here in Uzbekistan. And we're trying to get a feel for what the market would look like.
Gene Stuhl, and he did say Uzbekistan is a former Soviet state, and it's growing rapidly.
Well, the country is in the middle of Asia. It was a former Soviet state. And, it's a country that is growing rapidly. In the last 20 years, the population increased by about a third. They're all hungry to be part of the world economy.
Areas of Minnesota have been very dry this summer. Gold Country seed agronomist Dave Schwartz says the heat this past week has really pushed the soybean crop in the Meeker County area.
Well, Linda, this past week, the hot, dry weather was good in a way for our corn crop in Meeker County because much of our corn was planted May 20th through the 25th. So we needed heat this fall to push the crop along. But the heat this week really stressed our soybean crop. I think pretty much all week, leaves were wrapping up. And so I doubt if our soybean crop will finish well. And I'm expecting smaller seed size. So almost surely, I think our soybean yields will be down. And it just in general was not a great growing season. We got planting later than normal. Like I said, probably most of our crop, May 20th through the 25th. And then a total of 1.75 inches of rain from June 1 through August 1. Those 2 months, June and July, 1.75 inch of rain.
Dave Schwartz, Gold Country Seed. We'll wrap it up in 2 minutes.
Choose the proven performance of the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, featuring high-yielding Extend Flex soybeans and the exceptional weed control of Extendamax herbicide with Vapor Grip technology. Elite genetics, triple herbicide tolerance, flexibility that delivers results, backed by 25 years of innovation. That's the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, the system of choice. Extendamax is a restricted-use pesticide. Always follow stewardship practices, all pesticide label directions, and check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state.
In Montevideo, Minnesota, farmer and dealer Dusty Williamson is always willing to help a neighbor. For him, customers and neighbors are one and the same. That's why he and the rest of the dealers at Gold Country Seed work with you all season long, providing locally tested products with consistent performance that help build on what works for you. Get started today at goldcountryseed.com/myfarm. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is now here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus 2 proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments now available. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Always read and follow IRM grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Performance may vary.
They say if you listen hard enough, you can hear the corn grow. It's true. When you're out in the field, you understand its challenges and what it needs to thrive. Channel seedsmen bring insights from the field to our team of Bayer plant breeders. Their knowledge inspires our product development. From your best ground to your most challenging conditions, our products are designed to perform in your fields. Visit channellistens.com to see our latest innovations. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
And with Lynn Kettleson and Maynard Meyer from the Madison County Fair, from the Lacqua-Parle County Fair, December corn is up 15 and a quarter, November beans up 28. Thanks for joining us on the Linder Farm Network.
This is KLQP Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to us by Miller Services Tri-County Insurance.